Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow.
Your home is sitting there like a lazy employee, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but earning you absolutely nothing. What if I told you that there's a way to put that debt equity to work, generating $2,000, $5,000, or even $10,000 per month in passive income through commercial real estate? Sounds amazing, right? Well, hold on, because what I'm about to show you might completely change your mind about whether you should actually do this.
I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
I'm Palmy Kitty. Along with my sister, we run a multifamily real estate investment company. Over the past 7 years, we've built a $400 million real estate portfolio and have helped thousands of investors generate passive income through our syndications. We've also helped our investors save over $93 million in taxes during this time. Now, you think I'd be all for people using their home equity to invest with us? After all, it means more capital for our deals. But here's the thing that might surprise you. When potential investors tell us they're planning to use their HELOC or cash out refinance to invest in our syndications, we actually turn them down. That's right. We refuse to take their money. And today I'm going to explain exactly why, because this decision could save you from financial disaster. In our world, we only use non-recourse institutional grade financing, the same structure preferred by family offices and ultra high net worth investors, because protecting capital comes before growing it. Smart money doesn't gamble. It safeguards first, then multiplies. Using good debt is like harnessing the wind with a sail. It can propel your ship forward faster than you could ever by rowing it on your own. But the dangerous debt, that's like raising your sails in the middle of a storm. The same wind that once powered your journey can now tear your sail apart and sink your ship. In our business, we love debt, but only the right kind of debt. We use non-recourse debt and sophisticated equity structures to minimize risk for ourselves and for our investors. But when you start stacking personal recourse debt on top of investment debt, especially using your home as collateral, you're entering dangerous territory that we want no part of. Let me start by showing you why this home equity strategy is so seductive, because honestly, the numbers look incredible on paper. Here's a typical scenario that gets people excited. Your home is worth $700,000. You owe $300,000. So you have $400,000 in equity just sitting there. That's earning zero return. You get a HELOC for $300,000 at 7% interest. That's about $1,750 per month payment that you're going to have to make to the bank. Then you see an opportunity to invest in a multifamily syndication. Let's say it's a 200-unit A-class apartment building in a growing market like Memphis, Tennessee. The syndication projects 8% annual cash flow distribution and 15 to 20% average annual return when you include the sale proceeds. On your $300,000 investment, that's $24,000 per year in distribution, more than enough to cover your $21,000 annual HELOC payment. So you're making $24,000, paying $21,000 in HELOC interest, netting $3,000 per year in positive cash flow. Plus, when the property sells in 5 to 7 years, you could potentially double your money or more. And here's where it gets really exciting. If you can deduct the HELOC interest on your taxes, your net cost might only be $14,000, making your annual profit $10,000. It's like getting paid to borrow money. That's exactly how it's presented in every real estate course, every guru seminar, every YouTube video. And you know what? The math actually works under perfect conditions. But after 7 years in this business and more than $400,000 in transactions, I can tell you why this strategy keeps me up at night. In our syndication business, we've learned that even the best deals don't always go according to plan. And when they don't, we've seen what happens to over-leveraged investors. Let me give you a hypothetical example that illustrates how even great deals can have unexpected bumps. Let's say you invested in a beautiful A-class property in Orlando, Florida. 300 units built in 2021 in the heart of one of the fastest growing markets in the country. Everything looks perfect on paper. Famous last words. For the first 2 years, the property performs exactly as projected. It hits the 8% cash flow targets, occupancy is around 95%, and rents are growing organically at 12% year over year. Then the market shifts. Suddenly, new construction starts popping up everywhere. Competition increases dramatically. While this new property is still the best in the submarket due to its location and amenities, the operators have to work harder to maintain occupancy. Instead of that smooth 8% annual distribution, there's a quarter where distribution drops to 4%, then 6%, and back up to 8%. The deal is still running smoothly and performing well overall, but the cash flow becomes unpredictable. For investors who invest with cold cash or retirement accounts, these bumps don't impact their daily lives or lifestyle. They can weather the temporary fluctuations because they're not depending on those distributions to make other payments. Now imagine you're one of the investors who funded your $300,000 investment with a HELOC. You're counting on that $24,000 annual distribution to cover your $21,000 HELOC payment. Suddenly, your quarterly distribution drops $6,000 to $3,000. You still owe $1,750 per month on your HELOC, but now you're only getting $1,000 per quarter from your investment. That extra $7,500 per month has to come from somewhere. Your salary, your savings, or worse, you start missing payments. This is exactly why we refuse HELOC money. We don't want to be responsible for someone losing their home because a good investment had some bumps along the way. We don't want that panic phone call for an investor who's about to default on their mortgage. And even if it means turning away millions of dollars in capital, our duty is always to investors first. That's how we build long-term trust, by saying no when others would say yes for the wrong reasons. What you're doing when you use HELOC to invest is called debt stack, and it's one of the most dangerous financial strategies I've ever seen. Let's break it down when you're actually doing. Layer one, your primary mortgage on your home. Layer two, your HELOC, also secured by your home. Layer three, the mortgage on investment property. Layer four, the operational risk of the investment itself. Each layer amplifies the risk of the other. If the investment underperforms, you still owe the HELOC. If interest rates rise, your HELOC payment increases. If you lose your job, you're stuck with multiple debt obligations and no way out. Compare this to how we structure our deals. We use non-recourse debt, which means that the loan is secured only by the property itself. If something goes catastrophically wrong, the lender can take the property, but they can't come after us personally or our investors. We also use sophisticated equity structure. We might have a first mortgage at 75% loan to value, and then common equity makes up the remaining 25%. The debt is senior to all equity, which means that the lender gets paid first, and then our investors share in the remaining cash flow and profits. This creates clear protection layers where the debt holders have priorities, but it's much simpler and clearer than complex capital structure. We maintain substantial cash reserves, we stress test our underwriting for recession scenarios, and we never guarantee returns because we know real estate carries inherent risks. But when you use HELOC, you're creating extreme volatility in your personal finances. You're taking investment grade risk and making it personal residence risk. That's a recipe for disaster. And here's a scenario that terrifies me, and it's not really hypothetical. It's been our reality for the past 3+ years. If you invested $300,000 from your HELOC at what seems like a reasonable 7% interest rate, then the Fed raises rates aggressively and your HELOC rates jump to 12%. Your monthly payment goes from $1,750 to $3,000 overnight. This isn't some theoretical worst case scenario. This is exactly what's happened starting in 2022. We've all lived through this interest rate environment, and it's a perfect reminder that real estate investing requires patient capital, money that can weather these storms without putting your primary residence at risk. Meanwhile, rising interest rates are putting pressure on real estate values and cash flow. Your investment distributions might decrease just when your HELOC payments are increasing. You're getting squeezed on both sides. But here's what makes this strategy even more dangerous: the psychological warfare it creates in your mind. When you're using borrowed money secured by your home, every month that the investment doesn't perform perfectly creates stress. You're checking your investment statements obsessively. You lose sleep. You might make emotional decisions rather than rational ones. In our syndications, we typically hold the property anywhere between 3 to 5 years. That's a long time to be making HELOC payments while your money is tied up. What if you need to sell your home during that period? What if you have medical emergencies? What if you lose your job? While this has never happened to us, but obviously we can kind of tell that they're over leveraged. They're stressed, and their stress leads to bad decisions. This compared to the typical investors that we actually have investing with us, who use liquid cash that they can afford to be tied up. They get our monthly reports, they're happy with the performance, and they sleep well at night. They're building wealth without risking their family security. Here's something most people don't consider. Financial stress affects every area of your life. Your relationship, your health, your job performance. You're not just risking money, you're risking your overall well-being. And here's the ultimate irony. The people most tempted to use HELOCs are often the ones who can least afford the risk. They see real estate investing as their ticket to financial freedom, but they're actually putting their existing security at risk. Let me tell you a story about Jennifer. Not her real name, but a real situation that perfectly illustrates why this strategy is so dangerous. Jennifer had 250 $72,000 in her home equity and was excited about real estate investing. She took out a HELOC and invested with a syndicator in what looked like a solid deal. The syndication ran into problems. The sponsor had underestimated renovation costs, the market softened, and distribution stopped for 18 months. Meanwhile, interest rates rose and Jennifer's HELOC payment increased by $400 per month. Jennifer was paying $2,200 per month on her HELOC with zero income from her investments. She burned through her savings in 6 months. She couldn't refinance because the debt to income ratio was too high. She couldn't sell her investment because it was illiquid. Jennifer lost her home. She lost her investment. She filed for bankruptcy, all because she tried to make her lazy home equity work harder. This story illustrates exactly why we refuse HELOC money. We don't want to be part of anyone's financial destruction, even indirectly. Jennifer's story isn't unique. It's predictable when you understand the risk of debt stacking. We've heard variations of this story dozens of times. People, good people, smart people who thought they were being strategic with their home equity, only to lose everything when their investment didn't perform exactly as projected. So what's the right way to get started in commercial real estate investing? How do you build wealth without risking your home? Let me walk you through the exact strategy our most successful investors use. First, save actual cash for investments. Yes, it takes longer, but you're not risking your family's shelter. Here's how to make this practical. If you can save $2,000 per month, you'll have $5,000 in just over 2 years. That's enough to get started in many of our syndications. If you can save $4,000 per month, you'll have $100,000 in 2 years, enough for multiple investments. Want to accelerate this? Look at your current expenses. That $1,750 you're thinking about paying on a HELOC, save that instead. Cut back on dining out, cancel subscriptions you don't use, maybe downsize one car payment. I've seen people find an extra $1,000 to $3,000 per month just by being intentional about their spending. And here's a strategy most people overlook. You can use your self-directed IRAs or 401ks to invest in real estate syndications. This means you're building wealth of pre-tax dollars or deferred taxes on the gains. We've had investors roll over their old 401ks from their previous employers and invest $200,000 or more this way. Second, get educated. While you're saving, don't just read generic real estate books. Learn about syndications specifically. Understand terms like IRR, cash on cash returns, and exit multiples. Learn how to read offering memorandums, attend webinars, join investor groups, and start following syndicators in different markets. Create due diligence checklists. What markets are you interested in? What's the job growth? What's the population growth? Who are the major employers? What's the syndicator's track record? How many deals have they completed? What happened to their investors in previous deals? This education phase is crucial. It's the difference between investing and gambling. And even for us, we're still doing this every single day. For example, we're looking at purchasing some land in a city called Sherman, Texas. Sherman, Texas is very close to the Oklahoma border. And you might be saying, why would anyone invest so far away from Dallas? Well, Texas Instruments actually has a campus there. And in July 2025, they just signed a strategic agreement to build more ships in Sherman, Texas that can help supply companies like Apple. This is part of a broader reshoring move by the US government. Third, start small and diversify strategically. Here's what I recommend. Your first investment shouldn't be more than $50,000 to $100,000 proven operator in the market you understand. Don't try to hit a home run on your first deal. Get experience with the process, understand how distribution works, see how the operator communicates. Then diversify across markets and operators. Maybe your second investment is in a different city with a different syndicator. Look, I know this isn't the video you were expecting. You probably clicked hoping to learn how to unlock your home equity and accelerate your wealth building. Instead, I spent this episode explaining why it could destroy your financial future. But as someone who's built a $400 million portfolio and helped thousands of investors, I have the responsibility to tell you the truth. We've built our reputation by protecting our investors, not by taking money from people who are over-leveraged themselves. Even if it means turning away millions, protecting your downside is how we protect our legacy. Real wealth in real estate comes from patience, education, and smart risk management. It comes from investing money you can afford to have tied up for years without affecting your lifestyle or your sleep. We'll continue to turn away HELOC money because we'd rather have fewer investors who can sleep well at night than more investors who are stressed out about their mortgage payments. I hope that this video has saved you from making potentially devastating financial mistakes. And remember, you can fire your lazy equity, but don't risk your family's home doing it. Your home isn't just an asset, it's your family's security. Don't gamble with security chasing returns.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.